chapter entitled What Prahlada Learned in the Womb. Evam hi loka krute vikrutami. Kasheshnavaha Satishayana Nirmala Kashishnava Kshayishnava 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 Satishayana Nirmala Satishayana Nirmala Tasmadrushta Shruta Dushanam Param Bhaktyoktayesham Bhajatatmalabdhaye Evam Hiloka Kruti Vikrutami Kshayishnavasati Shayana Nirmala Tasmad Adrushta Shruta Dushanam Param Bhaktyoktayesham Bhajatatma Labdhaye Evam Hiloka Kruti Vikrutami Kshayishnava Satishayana Nirmala Tasmad Adrushta Shruta Dushanam Param Bhaktyok Thayesham Bhajatatma Labdhaye Em Hiloka Kruti Vikrutami Shaishnava Shati Sayatma Nirmala Tasmat Adrushta Shruta Dushanam Param Bhaktyoktayesham Bhajatatma Labdhaye Eham hi loka kratu vikruta Kshayishana shati sayana nirmala Isma Vaishnavis. Em hi loka krati vikrutami. Kshayishnavasyati shayana nirmala. Tasmat adrushta shruta dushanam param. Bhaktyokshadisham bhajatatma labdhaye Em hi loka Kshayishnavasyatishayana nirmala Asmatmanishatvitalyusham param Bhakto Thayesham Bhajatatma Labdhaye Kshayishnava Similarly, as earthly wealth and possessions are impermanent, he, indeed, Loka, higher planetary systems like heaven, the moon, the sun, and Brahmaloka, Kratubhi, by performing great sacrifices, Krutha, achieved, Ami, all those, Kshayishnavaha, perishable, impermanent, Satishaya, also more comfortable and pleasing, Na, not, Nirmala, pure, free from disturbances, Tasmat, therefore, Adrushta Shruta, never seen or heard, Dushanam, whose fault, Param, the Supreme, Bhaktya, with great devotional love, Ukthaya, as described in the Vedic literature, not mixed with jnana or karma. Isham, the Supreme Lord, Bhajata, worship, Atma Labdhaye, for self-realization. Translation and purport by Stephen Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, yeah. It is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, Nirmalam, are free from the taints of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inability. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kshine Punye Mrityalokam Vishanti. Even if one is promoted to the higher planetary systems by performing great sacrifices, which are accompanied by the sinful act of sacrificing animals, the standard of happiness in Swargaloka is also not free of disturbances. There is a similar struggle for existence even for the king of the heaven, Indra. Thus, there is no practical benefit in promoting oneself to the heavenly planets. Indeed, from the heavenly planets, one must return to this earth after one has exhausted the results of his pious activities. In the Vedas, it is said, Tad yateha karma jito loka kshiyate evam eva amruta. Punya jito loka kshiyata. As the material positions we acquire here by hard work are vanquished in due course of time, one's residence in the heavenly planets is also eventually vanquished. According to one's activities of piety in different degrees, one obtains different standards of life, but none of them are permanent, and therefore they are all impure. Consequently, one should not endeavor to be promoted to the higher planetary systems only to return to this earth or descend still lower to the hellish planets. To stop this cycle of going up and coming down, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said,
ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಭ್ರಮಿತೆ ಕೊನೋ ಭಾಗ್ಯವಾನ್ ಜೀವ ಗುರು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸಾದೇ ಪಾಯ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲತಾ ಬೀಜ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮಧ್ಯ 19th chapter 151 verse. ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ರೋಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೈಕಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆತ್, ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಹೈಯರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲೋವರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಬೈ ದ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಇನಫ್ ಟು ಮೀಟ್ ಎ ಗುರು, ಎ ರಿಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಒನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಕ್ಲೂ ಟು ರಿಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಚೀವ್ಡ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್. ಭಜತಾತ್ಮ ಲಬ್ಧಯೇ, ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕಥಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದಧಾತೀಶ್ವ ಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ ಮೇಟ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇ? ಯು ಆರ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ರಿಚಸ್, ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೀಮೇಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾಟರ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ಸ್ ರೆಸಿಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಡೊಮೆಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರೆಸರಿ ಎಕನಾಮಿಕ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇವನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಅಪ್ಲಯನ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಟನ್ಲಿ ಟೆಂಪ್ರರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ಲಿಕರಿಂಗ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ರರಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಅಪ್ಲಯನ್ಸಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಟು ದ ಸೆನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್? ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಹಿ ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಟಿ ಮಚ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಎನ್ ಆವರೇಜ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಡೂ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಕ್ವಿಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಂಬಡಿ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 8 ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಕಾಮನ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ 8 ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಇನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ ಟು ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ವೆನ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕರ್ಸ್ಡ್, ಸೊ ಹಿ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಜಾಯ. ಸೊ ಜಾಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ವೈಫ್, ಆತ್ಮ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆತ್ಮ. ಆತ್ಮ ಜಾಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಸುತ, ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಸುತ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಗೃಹ, his house, his kingdom, he left. And he also left what? He left his dravina, his riches, all the opulences which he has, dravina, and bandushu, all the relatives, he left them. And he also left pashu. So pashu is his chariots, his horses, his elephants, everything. He left them, Pashu. And he also finally left the career as a king. He left all these eight and finally went to the Ganges to sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you consider in a normal man's life, these eight things are very much make up their whole life. And different degree may vary, depends on when he is situated. But pretty much this is the life for a normal person. And Bhagavatam is from the beginning to the end telling the same thing. So these are all temporary. Leave. Okay. Normal person may question, okay, I will leave everything, what should I do? But those who follow Vedic literature, Vedic tradition, they may think, okay, I leave the material world, but I will go to the spiritual, not the spiritual world, but to the heavenly planets. That's why in the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj again is telling, no, no, you don't go to the heavenly planets also, because in the heavenly planets also, the enjoyment is temporary, and the heavenly planets itself is temporary. We know from the Srimad Bhagavatam that all the material universes comes from whom? Who is the Vishnu avatara? Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu? Or Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu? Or Karnodaka Sai Vishnu? Karnodaka Sai Vishnu. Correct? From his bodily four holes, when he is inhaling, exhaling, so millions of universes, they come and go. How much time it takes for you to breathe? Do you count? Very fraction, isn't it? So within that fraction of time, even for us, what to speak of the Lord, millions of universes are manifesting, and within those universes, all the 14 planetary systems are there. If you take this one particular universe, upper, higher planetary systems and bottom, lower planetary systems are there. And they are all manifested within a fraction of breathe. And once he is inhales, and they are all gone. Isn't it? So that is why Shastra tells the clear-cut idea. No, they are just manifesting within the breathing period of the Mahavishnu. But this Mahavishnu is originally situated, who is the source of all the avataras? The Lord Himself, Krishna. He is not avatari. Sorry, He is avatari, He is not avatara. And all the millions and millions of incarnations, avataras, different, are coming from Him. And when one goes to the spiritual world, when a devotee goes back to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha planets, he can serve him. When we are serving him, you know, say for example, somebody may perfected himself and become a friend of the Lord. He can run with the Lord. He can play with the Lord. While playing, he breathes so much. But when he is as Mahavishnu, when he is breathing, universes come and go. So you see the difference? So when we are in the external energy, so our fluctuation always there, manifesting and unmanifesting. But whereas in the spiritual world, it's a eternal, continuous. Our desire to enjoy will continue with the Lord. And we see similar verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto also. So 11th canto, when Maharaj Nimi met Navayogendras. So in the third chapter of 11th canto, he asks a question. Just bear with me. I'll read the translation. In the verse number 17, Maharaj Nimi asks a question. King Nimi said, "O great sage, please explain how even a foolish materialist can easily cross over the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, which is always insurmountable for those who are not self-controlled." In answer to this, Sri Prabuddha said, "Accepting the roles of male and female in human society, the conditioned souls unite in sexual relationships. Thus, they constantly make material endeavors to eliminate their unhappiness and unlimitedly increase their pleasure. But one should see that they inevitably achieve exactly the opposite result. In other words, their happiness inevitably vanishes. And as they grow older, their material discomfort increases." Wealth, we see in the 39th verse, summarized here. And in the 19th verse, he says, rest of the things. "Wealth is a perpetual source of distress. It is most difficult to acquire, and it is virtual death for the soul. What satisfaction does one actually gain from his wealth? Similarly, how can one gain ultimate or permanent happiness from one's so-called home, children, relatives and domestic animals, which are all maintained by one's hard-earned money?" In the next verse comes to the today's context. "One cannot find permanent happiness even on the heavenly planets, which one can attain in the next life by ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. Even in material heaven, the living entity is disturbed by rivalry with his equals and envy of those superior to him. And since one's residence in heaven is finished with the exhaustion of pious fruitive activities, the denizens of heaven are afflicted by fear, anticipating the destruction of their heavenly life. Thus they resemble kings who, though enviously admired by ordinary citizens, are constantly harassed by enemy kings and who therefore never attain actual happiness." So after explaining this, even going to the heavenly planets, no use. So Prabuddha is concluding. So what one should do? So we also see in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explained the non-permanent nature of the higher planetary systems. Then he concluded in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, so one should, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Rupa Goswami, said the living entity rotating from higher to down, he should take shelter of Guru. So even in the Bhagavatam we see Prabuddha is telling, therefore any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others those conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. So what is the conclusion? So we rejecting the material opulences, relations, we are rejecting the going to the heavenly planets, but in order to get the ultimate good, so one has to take the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Only he can give that, not even going to the upper planetary systems or lower planetary system, because all the relations, attachments, happiness we get up and down within the universe are perishable. So we have perishable goods and imperishable goods. So like that, all the perishable happiness, all the happiness which we get within this material world and the higher planetary systems is perishable. because the planets itself are perishable. So that's what we see in the Bhagavad Gita. Also in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Aha Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravrutino Arjuna. So all the planetary systems, Aha Brahma Bhuvana Loka, even up to the higher planetary system, Brahmaji. So all those planetary systems are coming, bhukta, bhukta, praliyate, all coming and going, coming and going. But Krishna says, Mam upete tu kaunteya. But if you take shelter of me, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, you will not come to this the place where dukkhalayam ashashvatam, where the happiness is temporary and ashashvatam. So you won't come back to here. And why it is perishable? In the Bhagavatam also it is very nicely explained. In the case of, if you see King Nirga in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Nirga, he was performing so many pious activities. But unfortunately, one time when he was giving in charity the cows, so the cow he gave to a Brahmana, and that cow left from the property of that first Brahmana and it went to the other Brahmana's property. Oh no, it meshed back to the Nruga's cows, and Nruga again he unknowingly donated that cow to second Brahmana, and now the both Brahmanas were fighting for that cow. And they came to Nruga and they explained. Nruga said, no, please pardon me. Unknowingly I have given this cow. But in replacement of that one cow, I'll give you as much as cows you want. But both of them said, no, we don't want. I want only this cow. But finally, Nruga was cursed to go to hell. So judgment day has come. So he went to abode of Yamaraj, where Yamaraj, you know, checked the diary about his account, and he said, my dear Nruga, you have unlimited, you know, unending stay at the heavenly planets, so you can enjoy, but you have, for this particular act, you know, you have to undergo the hellish condition. So which one you want? And Nruga thought, if I take the heavenly pleasure, no, he'll be conditioned by going through the pleasure, and at the end, if he has to come to suffer, it'll be not so good. So he also in the mode of goodness, because mode of goodness, beginning is painful, but the end is sweet. So he thought, okay, I will take the curse first. And he said, as soon as he said, I will take this first, Yamara said, fall down. And immediately he fell, and he tells in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as he is falling from the abode of Yamaraj, his body changing to lizard. But fortunately, he got darshan of the Lord, even in that body. But still, he had to go, even to go to the spiritual world, he had to undergo all whatever credit is there, because he didn't perform bhakti. He didn't perform bhakti. So he had to, you know, enjoy the heavenly pleasures. If he remembers still, he will go back. There we see, even the opulences or the pleasures which he will undergo at the heavenly planets, still it's a temporary. And what to speak of the persons who go there, but even the King of the heaven. Who is that? Indra. We see how much envious he is. In the case of Prithu Maharaj, what did he do? Stole the horse. Because out of envy that Prithu Maharaj, if he complete 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, he will become a rivalry for him. He will become a competitor. Even Indra in the heavenly planets, he is feeling. Like how, you know, here normal kings feel, normal politicians. And we also see, Even the Supreme Lord, when he went, now after Bali Maharaj, he got, no, is that Bali Maharaj? Jewelry of, not Bali Maharaj, you know the name? He was stolen Mother Aditi's earrings. Bhaumasura? Anyway, so he rescued, he got the umbrella of Vamandev, he rescued the earrings of Aditi, everything, because Indra couldn't able to fight with that person, with that demon. So Lord went along with Satyabhama, that's Narakasura. Narakasura, he got other name also, Bhaumasura. So he fought with Bhaumasura and he finished fight. He reclaimed all the stolen properties. He had given that to Indra. And while returning, Satyabhama asked, you know, we came here, you promised me that time when Narada Muni came to Dwaraka and he gave one Parijata flower to your first wife, Rukmini. So that time you promised me you will give me a big tree. So now Satyabhama is reminding the Lord Krishna. So we are here. And Lord said, okay. And he just playfully plucked the whole tree and put it on the back of Garuda. You know, same Indra offered prayers and asked for help. When Lord is taking Parijata tree, and Indra started fighting with the Lord. You see that envious nature, how flickering they are. But of course, Lord defeated Indra and he took the Parijata also. Because everything is a possession, in possession of the Lord. Everything is Lord's property. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And Lord is the only Suhrut. Suhrutam Sarvabhutanam. And Lord, that's why here in the verse translation also, it says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. So there is nothing less in Lord's possession. So when a devotee understands that, you know, living in the material world is perishable, going in the heavenly planets is also perishable, but my only permanent happiness, imperishable place, even when all the material universes are inundated in the devastation, but only one that remains is the abode of the Lord, and only the person remains is the Supreme Lord and His kingdom. When we understand, we will come to a right path. But even to come to that understand, we have to have the association of the devotees and the mercy of the devotees. And while practicing bhakti also, in the beginning stages, one may develop a mentality of enjoying separately or having a fruitive mentality. Because the conditioning is coming from millions of lifetimes, but it won't, you know, disentangle immediately. It may happen to some people, but many of us, you know, struggle to come to a level that anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavrutam. It takes very, very, very long time to come to a stage, anyabhilashita. I don't want anything else except the service to the Supreme Lord. So that comes very, very long time. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where this verse is quoted, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19:151. Just few verses after, verse number 170. In that it is mentioned that bhukti mukti spruhayavat pishachi hrudi vartate tavat bhakti sukashyatra katam abhyudayo bhavet. Translation is, the material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, and they haunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, however, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. So one may ask, oh, I become a devotee 15, 20 years ago, but why I am not feeling so ecstatic? Why my hairs are not standing on the edge? And why tears are not falling? So we have to recheck. Why? These two witches are in the heart. What are the two witches? Enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage. So these two. Just few verses before also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely describes. He says, we all know the verse Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotional service. So here it said, Guru Krishna Prasadapai Bhakti Lata Bij. That seed has sprouted in our heart. And how does the seed grow? What are the jala? Shravana Kirtana Jale. So every day we put that seed, Shravana and Kirtana, hearing and chanting we put. So then this seed is growing. While the seed is growing, because we also experience in the garden when you watering the trees, along with the what is necessary, say if you are watering to a rose plant, along with that you see unnecessary weeds also grow, taking the advantage of this nutrients. And those unwanted in the verse number 159 of 19th chapter Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. So he tells, what are those unwanted creepers? Are diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. So as the devotee rendering devotional service and hearing Shravana Kirtana Jala, he is putting in on the bij, which we fortunately received from the spiritual master, Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Bij. But while we are watering, these unwanted creepers are growing. So these creepers will take all the energy, unwanted. If you notice, when the weeds are too much, so all the nutrients taken by the weeds. And these weeds, literally if you ever experience doing gardening, weeds take more nutrients than the normal plant. Weeds take more nutrients than the normal plant. So they take all the nourishment which is supposed to be given to the actual plant, that is bhakti creeper. So that is why this diplomatic behavior, if at all we ever get experience, you see how much troublesome to be a diplomat. Animal killing, it's atmahat. So that itself, you know, removes its biggest, one of the biggest sinful activities, that removes all the pious credit, animal killing. And mundane profiteering, you know, doing what is there for me, profiteering, what I gain by doing. mundane adoration. So people should follow me. Mundane importance, creating a false importance for oneself. So these are the unnecessary creepers growing in the field along with the bhakti creeper. So one has to be very mindful to experience the joy of devotional service. So that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he summarized all the instructions into 8 verses. So in those 8 verses, when the transition takes place from pure devotional service, in the middle verse, he says, the 4th verse, he says, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. Nadanam, I don't want any wealth, any gain. Najanam, I don't want any followers. Nasundarim, I don't want any beautiful woman, nothing. Because people go different traditions in the world, different religions, they promote this, you know, to pull the people to their tradition. Some they say, oh, you get 72 virgins, you come to my religion, you will go to the heaven, so you will enjoy there for a long time. But Bhagavatam is rejecting Kaitava Dharma, is rejecting all the Kaitava Dharmas and saying, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. And next one, he says, Kavitamva, I don't even want the results of my pious activities. People want to enjoy in the heavenly planets. But Mahaprabhu is saying, no, I don't even want results of my pious activities. And then what he is asking? Mama Janmani Janmanishvare. It doesn't matter if I have to take birth again in the material world, doesn't matter. Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahetu Kitvai. So I want unflinching, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotion to your lotus feet. Because only joy a living entity gets when the living entity engaged in the service of the Lord. So that is the only imperishable happiness one can save for his account. So other than that, there is no happiness in the world. Happiness is there, but it's a perishable happiness. So, for example, you are staying, you have a residence, and every day your owner is asking, vacate the house, vacate the house, vacate the house. Maximum you may live for 1 month. How miserable it is. How miserable it is. So similarly, going into different planetary systems is like that. So we are all came to Australia. And as soon as Australia coming, many people say, oh, I want permanent residency. Why we want permanent residency? Because we don't want to change the visa again and again and uncertain situation. Even in the material world to live, we want permanent. And what to speak of living on a higher platform. So we don't want that going to heavenly planets, your visa renewal, again come here, perform pious activity, do PT, NAT, study, course, that, this, apply, again get the credit, 3 more years, 3 more lifetimes. So we want permanent residency. Real permanent residency is the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. Vigata Kunta Asmat. So there is no misery. There is no birth, there is no death, there is no old age, there is no disease. So that's the only Vaikuntha planet. So any other place we go, from the Brahmaloka to the Patal Loka, these 4 miseries are there. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, those are there. So that is why devotee's only aim is to attain the Supreme Lord's abode. So, and Krishna also promising. So in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter we see Ananyas Chintayantomam Ejana Paryupasate. Ananyas Chintayantomam Ejana Paryupasate Tesham Nithyabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. So Krishna is giving a complete LIC policy. Yoga Kshema. Your yoga. Yoga means what? Connection to the Supreme Lord. So your deliverance from this material existence to me is guaranteed. But he gives a condition clause, Ananyas Chintayantamam. So only thing we have to revisit in our daily sadhana, are we doing Ananya Bhakti? Okay, Ananya Bhakti, one may ask, do you mean to say that I have to stop all other activities and do? Not necessarily at this stage, because we have to perform devotional service to the level of consciousness we are at. By doing that devotional service, our consciousness will be purified and we will be elevated to the higher consciousness. But for us to do the Ananya Bhakti is very easy, at least while performing the elements of Sadhana Bhakti. The first and foremost Sadhana Bhakti element is what? Chanting the holy name, correct? So while doing our japa, meditation, chanting, is there anybody, you know, come to your mind and check what you are doing in your mind? No. Is there anybody going to give you high distinction when you finish your 16 rounds very nicely? No. And is there anybody praise you, oh Prabhuji, you did 16 rounds? Of course devotees praise to encourage us, but there is nobody going to reward you. Like book distribution scores, every day we come and chant, read in front of Prabhupada and the deities, and devotees say Jai. But nobody says Jai whenever we finish our 16 rounds. Of course your mother may say, if you are finishing 16 rounds. But there is nobody. It's a self-motivated, isn't it, to chant 16 rounds. Within that 16 rounds, if somebody is just focusing how to please Krishna, how to hear each and every mantra, you know, doing sincere rounds, that itself, the japa itself, the chanting the holy name itself is a pure devotional service. Because it is not motivated by any ulterior motive, and it is solely, wholly to, you know, glorify the Lord. So when we do with that consciousness, that itself becomes Ananya Bhakti. And as every day we chant, you know, after Tulasi Puja, the 11th one, we also remove that offense. And chanting, Srila Prabhupada says, when you go to Mayapur Kirtan Mela, they distribute pamphlets, in that they mention, you know, different quotations Srila Prabhupada had given. So in that one of the quotations I read once, that our 99% of our devotional service depends on the quality of chanting we perform. So 99% of our devotional progress depends on the quality of chanting. And that chanting will reflect on all the other services we perform. So that is why chanting is very, very important. The immediate way to do the Ananya Bhakti is chanting the holy names of the Lord. And so that even surpasses going to the heavenly planets. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning to end tells us, even in the first canto, 5th chapter, when Narad Muni instructing Vyasadeva, he tells, he says, persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as the happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time. Just as in course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. So our endeavor is only to please the Lord. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, Hare Krishna.
For the wonderful class, Prabhuji, my question was, you said about Indradev, like he stole Prithu Maharaj's horse, and then when Krishna wanted to take the Parijata tree, then he also fought with Krishna. Then, Prabhuji, we see that always in the Shivanatham, we always see that Asura and Sura, they say the difference, like Sura are meant to be good, they always surrender to Krishna. Then how do we understand with Indra fighting with Krishna?
Mm. Yeah, good question. Because they are devotees, so that's why even Indra did so many nuisance, but still Lord supported him. He didn't even chastise him. Even if you see, after he, you know, inundated the whole Vraja with torrents of rain, so Lord lifted Govardhan Parvat. So that episode finished, and Indra came with Surabhi cow to please the Lord. So at that time, Lord didn't even chastise Indra. He was in angry mood. Of course, Lord does even anger also very sweet in the Lord's face. But he didn't even correct Indra. Why? Because only one quality Lord sees is that he is my devotee. He is my devotee. So that's why he didn't even correct. But as we mentioned, they are Karma Mishra Bhaktas. So, and they are Mishra Bhaktas, not pure devotees. So that's where those impurities come and go. When the impurities cover their consciousness, they behave in that way. But we have to see the magnanimous and sweet nature of the Lord towards His devotees. So that is why in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna is saying, even a devotee when he performs abominable activity, so but still he is considered to be a sadhu, saintly.
Thank you, Raji.
Because of the devotion which he has.
Raji, I just wanted to say, but if the demigods are attacking Krishna, isn't that what demons also do? So then,
yeah, demons does. But he is feeling pride. I am Indra. Why? How can you take my property? So momentarily he forgot.
Okay, Raji, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, we see how Indra got, he became proud when Krishna was taking the Parijata tree, that he started fighting with him. But is it okay to become proud that in Krishna consciousness that we're getting Lord Krishna's mercy? Is it okay if we become proud in that sense?
When you get Krishna's mercy?
Like when we're feeling very happy in Krishna consciousness, mm-hmm. can we become like proud that Krishna is giving us mercy and
being proud when we receive mercy from Krishna? Okay. We don't feel proud because we don't have any ability, you know, any ability that attracts the mercy of the Lord. We don't have, it's a nature of the Lord. He is so merciful, only because of that He is somehow giving the opportunity. But rather, becoming proud, the best way is distributing that mercy to others. So that brings proud to the Lord. That brings proud to the Lord. So you are gathering mercy, but there are so many people who require that mercy. So we distribute that mercy. So that brings proud. So we should be proud for only one thing, that we are able to distribute that mercy. We become at least a small instrument in the service of the Lord. Instrument in the service of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara. But we don't, you know, go and jump up and down.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Okay. Jai Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class.
Hare Krishna.
You said that one of the unwanted creepers growing with the bhakti creeper is the diplomatic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, if you're doing, like, book distribution, you kind of have to be a bit diplomatic with people. So I was just wondering about that.
That diplomatic behavior, not among the devotees. So to bring the people to Krishna consciousness, so you can follow the Mahajanas. So who is the greatest Mahajana we have? Who is the greatest preacher known? Going, yes, Narada Muni. How diplomatically he preaches. Isn't it? So you can follow in his footsteps, but not while doing devotional service among the devotees. So that diplomatic behavior is not good. To take a position, to become famous, like those things. So those are hard creepers. Hare Krishna. Okay, no question, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Crossways, but I think now I am.
Haribol.